Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Good evening, everyone. This is Miss Foxbody. If you have anything to say or you would like your voice to be heard, please press 1 and I will open your mic as soon as possible. Your host tonight is Tricky Ricky. Good evening, Tricky Ricky. How are you?
I'm good, Miss Foxbody. How about yourself? How you doing down there?
I am awesome.
That's good. That's good. All right. Well, I would like to thank everybody for joining in today. Today will be a recap of the weekend and Saturday and Saturday. I got some phone calls and asking people who want to make some calls about. And I'm just going to talk about it a little bit. I had a topic, but it's on DCS discussion, so I guess it will be the topic. For a long time in our area, but first let me start with this. This past weekend, Grudge Inc. had a lot of things going on. We had Mr. Gunner Picks, very respectful videographer, come to the DMV area, who has been putting something together between the DMV and the Midwest for quite some time. The Midwest guys, they like to run the quarter mile. Not too many of the other guys that Grudge Race like to go the quarter, except for us here in the DMV. So they have been trying to match the areas up to accommodate everybody in the fashion that they like to race in. So the Midwest, which is Chicago, Detroit, Indiana, those guys like to run the quarter mile, and Gunner Picks has been working diligently to try to set up something between those guys and us at a big race, and that's getting ready to happen. May the 26th here at Merlin International Raceway, but this past weekend, Mr. Gunner Picks was here filming the Larry T. Long Island Joe event at Capital Raceway, and he put out a little brief snippet of what he did on Clock Call, but there's going to be more of that. There's going to be a whole lot more of that, and with that being said, our area has been yearning, been begging, been wanting this grudge scene to jump off so heavy, and I think Saturday just passed at Capital Raceway, we had that. It was to the point where the entire grounds of Capital Raceway was just about full with cars where you could barely park. I myself had to park outside the gate of the track. Not in the pit. I parked outside in the spectator parking area, the pit, for the race Saturday. And there were quite a few others that had to do the same thing. But what I want to touch on is the fact that because we have been looking for this vibe, this atmosphere of this major grudge racing scene like you have at the House of Hook or House of Speed, Darlington Dragway, or Rockingham, and all these other big tracks that do grudge racing. It was so many people at the track that it was almost like, I don't want to say catastrophe, but more like a clusterfuck. There was a picture posted on Facebook, and it was posted on our local message board, streetfreaks.com, of the crowd, of the starting line in the stands when Scoop Williams, George Williams' son, and Travis Harvey and the Troublemaker ran, there were so many people on the line, it was ridiculous. It is a safety issue, and at one point they elected to announce, you know, that people needed to move back. If they didn't move back, they would stop the race. That worked for about a hot minute, and then it was right back to what it was. But with that being said, people have been wanting that. They've been wanting to be able to stand on the start line when the cars get ready to race and so forth. So now that you have it or had it, now maybe a lot of people can see why they don't want so many people stand up on the start line. Number one, for the cars that are racing, it's hard for them to get to the line because the spectators that are standing on the track in those areas seem like they can't seem to hear that a car is running behind them, and they would turn around and see the car trying to pull up and look at the car like, where the hell are you going? I'm looking at the race. Not saying that, you know, the car got to get to the water box to race, and then when the race is over, you know, the crowd is so slow to dissipate so the next group of cars can come up on the line that, you know, it slows everything down so bad to where, you know, that causes a problem with time. So now that we have experienced a big crowd like that, and everybody has gotten their feel for that grudge, that heavy grudge scene, now maybe we can, you know, curtail this to the point where, you know, we don't have these problems with the crowd on the start line. Sure, Capital Raceway wants the crowd up on the line, but only to a certain extent to where it doesn't cause a problem. But the track is a safety issue and an insurance issue, because if something happens and Monster came on last week and gave a scenario of a situation where a spark plug came out of somebody's car, out of their engine, and hit a guy and knocked the guy down as if he had been shot by, you know, with a gun. Anything can happen. Drive shaft can break on the line, the transmission come apart and shoot pieces everywhere. You know, so with that said, also there was a situation with Derek Barnes and the guy Ronnie from New York, where somebody's foot tripped a beam and caused a double bulb on one side, and the tree came down, and Derek wasn't even ready to go. So we're going to kind of discuss this and see what people think about the crowd and how we can deal with the crowd from here on, and go from that. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone lines and see what anybody has to say, and we're going to kind of snowball it from there. We're supposed to have Mr. Tippy Toe from up top on the line. He's trying to lock in Lewis, Big Lewis, and some of the New York, New Jersey guys, Long Island Joe and his chumps, and that chump Ronnie, and I hope they listening, going to be on the line. Ronnie had the blue Camaro, for those that don't know. Ronnie had a blue 68, maybe 69 Camaro, white stripe, big tire car. I had to line up with him in the first round of the back half shootout. And we had a little discrepancy, but I come to realize that this guy, Ronnie, just either had a chip on his shoulder, or he didn't know how to race, or he didn't have any, what's the word I'm looking for? Racership. Or racemanship, if that's even a damn word. The guy tells me to give him lane choice. I tell him, no, I'm going to go look at the lane, and because I made a mistake on which lane I wanted, then he wants to flip for lane when nobody had a clear understanding of who had lane choice. Neither him nor I had lane choice, but he wanted to flip for lane. So we flipped for it, and the coin hit one of my crew people. And I told the guy who was flipping the coin that he had to flip it over because the coin isn't supposed to touch anyone. They wanted to you know, go all off into something else. And I just told him, forget it. I don't care what lane you get in. So needless to say, I want him again. I'm told that he's supposed to come down here on the 26th to rerun the race with Derek Barnes. And, well, I guess we're going to see. So with that being said, Ms. Foxby, do we have anybody in the queue? Hello?
Hey, Ricky.
Yeah.
This running bell, man. Miss Foxbody must have went on break, didn't she?
I don't know. What's going on, running bell?
Not much, man. I was up there. Yeah, you're right. There was a lot of people up there, man. I saw all those people up on the stage, up on the staging line, and did want to come up and make me a pass, but I said, the hell with it.
Yeah, well, it would have been, I mean, amongst the breaking and the oil down that they had, I think they moved okay. It's just the influx of people that was around kind of, you know, hampered a little bit of things. But the track has never had to deal with a crowd that large. So, you know, now that we had to deal with that, now we can, you know, try to improve on those situations. So are you for the crowds being up on the start line like they do in most places for grudge races, or do you feel as though they shouldn't be up on the line?
I feel that if you got a car and you got two people with you, and they're the only two people that need to be there. If your car ain't there, you should be behind those lines. You should be behind the ropes. If your car is not running, if you're not with the person. They just had too many people. I was looking at it. They had too many people up there. And a lot of those people that was there probably didn't know anything about the cars that was running. You know,
well,
I think
yeah, that's,
it was too many that, people.
That's very true. Because a lot of them were just, you know, fans and spectators.
Yeah.
Not per se with the car.
Yeah, I mean, if they could get that under control, they would be okay, you know. But I walked up there and I couldn't get nowhere near the starting line, you know, and because there were so many people. Then I could hear a monster of them asking people, you know, to move back and get your golf carts back, and it just went on and on and on. And they told the people if they didn't move the cars, and the fire marshal was gonna shut them down.
Right. Yeah, I was gonna say that. Yep, you were exactly right.
Yeah, no, but there was a lot of people there though. I mean, I was parked every day on top of the hill, looking down at the gate, and the line stayed long all day long.
Oh, you got some gas? This one right here on the corner.
Hey, who is that we got talking there?
It's me. What's going on?
What's up, Monster?
How y'all doing?
We all right so far. We was just discussing this crowd situation that we've finally got to deal with at Capital Raceway and you know, how should we deal with it from here on out, considering we've never had to deal with a crowd like that before. But everybody's been wanting to do that. They've been wanting to get up on the start line, stand behind the cars and, you know, crowd around. But now they kind of see that doing that, it makes it more of a cluster, a disaster, because there's too many people in the way, really. Even though you want to see, you're really in the way.
What we've come up with, we spoke with Mr. Bradshaw at length about the crowd up on the line, and we got a plan in place for when we do return to Capitol again with Long Island Joe, and we definitely have it to where it's controllable. At Buzz Creek, we're actually going to be putting barriers in so that way when you come out the lanes, the barriers will keep everybody contained away from where the cars are going to go to. So we definitely looked at that because of the safety factor more than anything. And like Running Bear said, I mean, we were constantly trying to push them back. But once again, you know, that was the first time for them, a lot of people, to ever witness anything like that, Rick. So I understand what you guys are trying to do, but also we want you to understand that we, more than anything, we got to fix it, because the last thing we want is one of them cars to blow up something and a bunch of people get hurt, or that car be in reverse and somebody gets hurt. I mean, I was running people out of there that you know, had people up there that shouldn't have been there. And, you know, I had a couple people fuss at it because they said I was a little too tough. And I said, it's not that. I don't want people to get hurt. But Larry and Joe both, and myself and the Capital Raceway, we're definitely got a plan in place for that so that we can contain that situation as things continue to progress for us at Capital Raceway. So, you know.
Yeah, well, I made this comment at first that you had came on last weekend and told that story about the gentleman who was a bystander who got hit with the spark plug and got knocked down. But for those who don't know, Carolina Kid made a pass in the Troublemaker and rattled the tires real bad and backed up. And it was a lot of people up there then, but it wasn't as many as it was later on that evening. But the way they run down south, if they have a problem, they back up. Now, I don't know if this is his normal process, but he backed up quite fast. And, you know, had it been too many people standing up on the line, then that could have been bad because there was nobody in front of him to tell him to slow down at the time. And, you know what I'm saying, somebody who's just standing out there not paying attention or whatever, you know, whatever have you, could have been hit by him backing up at the speed that he was backing up. So that's one reason why, you know, you try to get to keep so many people off the start line if they are not with the car that's actually racing.
Yeah, and I understand, like I said, for us it's a safety factor and a liability for everybody. So, you know, we don't want nobody going home to their family hurt. So believe me, Rick, we're on top of that with two shoes because I got a picture. And the picture, you even commented on it, you know. That picture was unreal, you know. So, and as far as the race with Dirk and the guy are running, Joe called me today, and they definitely going to rerun that race. So I'm real happy about that. Joe made it clear to me that his intentions is to come here and have a family atmosphere, and the guys come here from New York to race, that they're above board, you know. And you know, in defense to his guys, you know, this is their first time here, Rick, and, you know, they learning how we do things. And they do things a lot different than we do up in New York. I mean, a whole lot different, you know. So, you know, in all defense to him. But Ronnie did call today, and Ronnie, from what I understand, is definitely coming down the road. So whatever we got with him, we'll wait till you get here the week before, as my grandfather used to say, and we'll get it situated.
I'm definitely looking forward to it. I was pissed that I crashed my car, but, you know, we got the other car, and hopefully by the 26th I'll have it there, and I can get my rerun over with Ronnie.
Yes, sir.
So we can find out who's who, but he really got a catwalk.
I got to work on that first, though. With all due respect, I got to let Dirk Bonds go with him first.
He can have him first all day long, but I'm telling you, I want a piece of his ass.
Well, Joe made it clear to me that him and I got to take something over to the left side. So, you know, I told Joe, and I meant this. I said, Joe, I said, you knew I had you on that one. I said, that the pickup truck now. In defense to... I'm not sure if it was the crew member or if it was a spectator that stepped in the beam down there for Dirt. So I'm not going to I don't want to speculate and say it was one or the other, but from what I was shown on the other side of it, you know, it was just a pure mistake that was made, and unfortunately we didn't have the time to rerun the race. So that's why Joe made the call to say, hey, we're going to come back and rerun this thing on the 26th, but the way Joe's got it set up, it's a win-win because what they're going to run for is exactly what they would have had in that semifinal. So, you know what? I'm grateful for Long Island Joe and Ronnie especially, because he could have easily told us, I'm not going to do it. But like he said,
right,
we're a racer, and we ain't scared. We from New York, and we tough, and we coming down the road. And I said, Ronnie, I told Joe, tell Ronnie that we appreciate him, but we are going to cut his head off when he gets here. So...
I wanted to
make that clear.
Now, I will need you. I don't know what the actual score was from, you know, between us and them. But
Joe Walsh, I can't count, Rick, so don't ask me.
Oh, shit.
He probably on the phone. So, yeah, he Walsh out. But I tell you what, is Donald on the line?
I don't know yet. Donald, if you're on the line, send me a text message.
I got to give him
early.
Big props, man. You know, Donald came out there to race, and, you know, I tell you what, my hat's
yeah, he
on
did.
Donald.
He did.
You know? Yeah, I tell
did
you,
want,
man,
you want
I,
speak
I got
with
a
him?
Lot of respect for him. Yes, sir, please.
Okay, Miss Foxbody.
Yes.
Oh, Long Island Joe out there, too. Okay, can you open
don't open Joe's mic. I don't want to talk to him. He stinks.
Open 301-5919, please.
Call 301-5919. Your mic is open.
Hey, Rick, it's Donald.
What's going on, sir?
Not much, buddy. How you doing?
All right. Mr. Monster wanted to say some words to you. Long Island Joe and Johnny, I'm going to get right to you guys in a half second.
Hey, Monster, hey Donald, Donald. How you doing, brother?
Doing pretty good, Monster. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just want to say to you, your dad, and the crew that came up, man, you guys humbled me, man, coming up there and being a part of what we were doing. And my hat's off to you, man. You went up there and fought a good fight, and that was a hell of a race. So, you know, and I'm hearing through the grapevine that you want time up again. So I'm really, really, really happy that you guys came out and got a chance to do something. And grudge racing ain't bad, is it, Don?
No, it's all good. I just, you know, it was kind of cool because even the guys I raced, they came over to me, you know, and you know, there's a lot of speculation on some things that happened, but whatever, it is what it is. But my original race was supposed to be with that Duster. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I was one and one that day because that Duster wouldn't race me.
Right.
So, you know. All for us. I mean, I won one and lost one, as far as I'm concerned. Now, I'm hoping that Duster is down the creek the 26th, because if he's down there and he ain't got no air bottle, because I ain't racing no more cars with air shifters. That's all I'm going to say on that. You know what I mean? Ain't because I was told the car wouldn't shift. It shifts too fast, but it wasn't on in the burnout box. But it is what it is. I lost that race. I ain't going to cry about it. I asked them guys to race me with the air bottle off, and they wouldn't do it. And I got beat. I'm not making excuses. I got beat. But, you know, there was a lot of speculation, and I don't know. This is my first time, my second time, and I got schooled a little bit, and now I know a little better and a couple more questions to ask before I go up there and give somebody my money.
But, Donald, I got to ask you one question. And be straight with me. You even came over and said to me, you happy that I got my ass whipped? I said, hell no, because I got to listen to Joe. But one thing you learn is you never, ever underestimate one of them grudge cars. Ain't that right, buddy?
Oh, it's exactly right. And you know what? Honestly, I didn't underestimate it. I went up there, and I made a clean pass, and I talked to a good friend of mine who's been around Fords forever. And, I'm a Jeff Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
And, and he said, because he knows my car, and he said, it should be a really good race, and you shouldn't lose it. But I did, you know what I mean? And it is what it is. I really don't know who the real owner of the car is. I've heard, like, 15 people, but, you know, it was kind of cool.
But they
counted
back on the 26th. Joe's on the line, and they called too.
If,
so, you know what? We're going to do whatever it takes. To make it good for everybody, you know?
With all due respect, if the air bottle's off, if the air bottle's out of that car, I'll run that car again. I promise.
All right. Joe's on the line. We're going to find out here. So,
Miss Fox, can you open Long Island Joe's mic?
Long Island, your mic is open.
Okay. How you doing? How you doing, Donald Monsters, Ricky? Nothing much. I can tell you right now, with the Bud Light Coupe, and he actually said this here today. First, I'm not sure. First, we don't even know if the driver's going to be able to make it. I'm not sure. But if the driver makes it, we'll know by tomorrow. If he can make it, if he make it, the car's coming. Second was, he said he would turn around, and you see the line go from there to the air shifter, and it's CO2, he would take it loose. If not, you can pull the head off the motor, put the intake or head off the motor, and show you there is no nitrous on the motor. He's not, he doesn't, and he said, I'm going to tell you straight out, he said he, what he's got in there, he don't care who's got what kind of head, they ain't matching his head. And I'm going to tell you that right now. And that's what that would say. He said, you can look on YouTube, because he said he ain't got no punk. And if you thought that you were running somebody just a nobody, this guy's been around for a while, and everybody knows. And as if anybody would cheat, that would be something that would never happen. That's one thing I can tell you. Those guys are stand-up guys, and I'm a stand-up for all the New York guys, New Jersey, whatever. Ronnie Bell and them, I talked to him today, and it wasn't even an issue. He says, Joe, I gave him $600 off the thing anyhow. He said, but I'll do that anyhow. I'll come back out. I said, okay, that's fine. That's what kind of sportsman
Good.
They
you
are.
Tell him I want his ass.
But well, I'm just telling you, whether win or lose, we don't care about racing. We come out to have a good time. So it don't matter. If you beat us, I would go over shaking hands. I talked to Donald all week. And I'll tell you right now, that's a sportsman racer there. He told me around and he told everybody went out there and did it. I got to give him credit. My hand's off to him, man. I really appreciate it. I got to say, the truck race that went down, Wolfpack, he did it. Hey, his transmission, he told me his transmission was slipping, but he went out there anyhow. And that's what I call about racing. When the guys turned around and said they're going to come out to try to do something, and I know he was supposed to run my son, but it turned around, his transfer should do bad. So I said, no, I don't need him blowing up everything. We'll wait for another time. And that's what it's all about. If you got to turn around, I mean, if you're going to take it to heart, you're in the wrong thing. And that's how I feel. Grudge racing gets to a point where it's just supposed to be only grudge. It says grudge, but that's just the name of it. We out there to have fun. And it don't matter who we race. I don't care who it is. It could be anybody. I pulled up against little Black Mamba, and we just friends. There ain't no money in that line. We just having fun. We going out there, heck with it. And I sponsor him. I went on out there and just heck with it. I know I couldn't beat him, but I just said, I'm going on down through the track with him. But that's what it's good. If running Bear would have been pulled next to me, I'd have went down with him. I'd have been having fun. It'd be something to talk about the next day. But that's the whole thing. It was one of those things. Don't get me wrong. I loved it that we were winning. I mean, a monster.
Yeah.
He loved it or not, you know.
Nah, I ain't like it at all, Jeff. So let's get that straight. And you wouldn't have ran Running Bear. So stop lying.
I was just running there. No,
you
just a lie. Nothing.
Damn lie, Joe.
I pulled up. Let me tell you something. No. I'm not being no politician. I just pulled up. I'm just saying that today. I just don't care. I was going to go make me a pass. Now, the race, the thing was going on, and Calvin, I tell you, I was going to, they had the other car, and they didn't, something happened to it, then they ended up getting it ready later. So I said, you know what, I'll make a pass. So they said, you want to go down there with me? I said, I don't care. I go right along beside you. Let's get a picture. So that's why I pulled up next to the Black Mama, just made a pass. It was not money on the line. And if running there would say, you make a pass with me, I'd have went by the side of them. It didn't matter to me. I ain't going to say I'm going to run up for money now. I'll tell you that. I won't be lying to you. But one thing about it, I was coming back just for the Camaro. That's what I was doing.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
The people in D.C. do appreciate you coming down. So I want to get that cleared off the top, that we were humbled and grateful for what you did to come down and spend 5.5 hours on the road to come down and put together the show with us at Capitol. So first and foremost, let's thank God that nobody got hurt. Everybody went home.
Oh, yeah, thank God on that one.
Except my pockets. My pockets got hurt a little bit by you, but other than that, I'm okay. So.
Now, I'm going to tell you, to be real now, this is my first time ever doing one with Monster Larry T, and I know, yes, we had a few issues, but nothing ever runs smooth. I don't care the first time. Ain't everything going to run smooth, but we guarantee to make it better and better. Every time you get there, it's going to be better and better. I mean, we do see issues, and it's nice when somebody can tell you something, because then you can correct those and try to make it better. And until we started to get perfect, I mean, right now, I can't say. I had people telling us that was one of the best shows around they ever been to. And don't get me wrong, I didn't like with the crowd, too many people at the crowd. I figured, honestly, to tell you the truth, I said it should be only three people. One that could be in the front of the car, and one might be adjusting the bars, and the other one in the back telling the front one that he's adjusting the bars, not ready yet, or something like that. And that's it, three a car. That's what I look at. And don't get me wrong, Capital Raceway actually gave them a ban, but it was the problem was the guy just walked through. So we'll fix that. I know we got that done. I mean,
oh,
just,
that's
just
easy,
up.
Jeff.
Yeah, that we already talked about that, discussed that, what we're going to do. We don't have to discuss it no more. We know what we got to do. Just like we knew what we had to do to get the people out there to race, they came to race. And,
let me interrupt y'all real quick because this guy was on last week and then he didn't get to talk, so I want to get to him today. Daryl, your mic is open.
Donald.
Daryl?
It's not Daryl. It's Donald.
It's Donald, not Daryl. Oh, you said Daryl. Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, we got Donald on. Okay, open NOS 302.
Oh, no. Don't you open that one, Ms. Foxbody. Please don't open that one.
Say that one more time. I didn't hear you.
Do not open up that NOS 302. Hell to the no. Do not open it.
Open it up. Open it up. I'm loud like
up?
A Memorex.
What's up, boy?
What's up, Mr. Monster? How you doing today, brother?
What's up, Chef, man? How you doing? You had a good time last week, boy?
Man, I'm not going to lie. I had me a great time.
Keep straight.
Man. No. I'm not going to lie. I had me a beautiful time, man. That's one of the best graduates I've been to in a minute. And I go to mostly all of them. But it was more like a family grudge event. Everybody was hanging out, laughing, and joking, having a good old time, like a family reunion down there, man. I had a great time, man.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you coming out, too, big brother. And I got to send you the email. The mama sent me an email about the bump, bump, bump. You bump, bump, bump. You hear me?
No.
I got about 30 or 40 emails from mothers who said that they appreciate us not cussing and on that mic on the track there. And
yeah,
the
that,
boom,
that,
boom,
that
boom
was,
is a new – that was the thing all week. People been calling me, making left, and leaving me messages. Hey, you boom, 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 call me back. So you know what? You boom, 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 I'm glad you called, man. So.
Man, yeah. It was my man. Donald, we're gonna, let me rectify something. Donald, there was no nitrous whatsoever on the Bud Light Coupe, none whatsoever. That is a CO2 bottle for the air shifter. The car has a 3-speeder, and the way the guy hooked the shifter up is the regular, you know, that hits the switch to make it shift from first to second. But it's also one that pops open to stop it from going from second to third. You know what I'm saying? So if we was to unhook it, we can go from first to third. You know, there's no stopping. There's no levity to stop it from going from second to third. So we did it a few times, went from first to third a few times with the car. So that's why we got wide up there with two things on there. But before, if we want to race again, we will take the CO2 bottle out, let some of the CO2 out of the bottle, show them that it's CO2 and not nitrous, held the bottle right back up and go right back to the line. Or we can put up a side pot, say like $500. Whoever wins has a pull-in takeoff. If there's no signs of nitrous, You know, we win the $500. The sign nitrous, you win the pot plus the $500. You know what I'm saying? You can't get no fairer than that. How that sound to you, Monster?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's Donald's car. I can't make a decision on that.
I'm not saying you're speaking for Donald. I'm just saying, how does that sound to you? You know, that's more than fair. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I got a couple calls about it this week, and like I told the people, you know, first off, you guys and Joe, you know, you family to me, so is Donald, you know? Keep straight.
Right.
Keep straight, Larry. Come on. You know, and all I want to do is make sure everybody left out of there with the same happy feeling. So, you know, if that's what we got to do in order for Donald to feel comfortable about it, and you know what? We can do that right here, Larry. Yeah. So, you know, my whole thing is, you know, I don't want anybody feeling that they got shortchanged because,
that
Bud Light Coupe, she impressed me, you know, and Donald's an impressive car, too. So, you know what, Steph, the way I look at it, like you told me before, we just got to find out who the most impressive is.
We is not coming down there and try to rob nobody or stick nobody up, man.
Nah.
We've been doing this for a long time.
And our reputation speaks for itself, man. We do not be out there cheating nobody. And, you know, just the
well,
first
time
I heard somebody say we shoot
Russia.
Huh?
Yeah. Look at the tape. Look at the tape good, and I'm going to tell you. You can see where it was lost at. You see it right at the starting line.
Let me interrupt y'all real quick. Miss Foxbody, can you open Donald's mic back up? He's trying to talk.
Hello?
Get everybody fish.
Yeah,
go ahead, Donald.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I sent Donald to look at that tape just to see the starting line when they left. And
hey,
Donald
can you guys
told
hear
me? Yeah, I can hear you, Donald. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, hey, just like I said, there was a bunch of people talking, and I watched the video, but you know what? It is what it is. I mean, when the door opened and the bottle got turned on right then and there, the car revved a lot faster, but whatever, I got beat. That car is fast. I mean, maybe I need to put some more wax on my car or something to make it cut through the air better. I don't know, but.
Man,
I need to
put a CO2 shift in my regular car that makes the car rev faster. I ain't never heard that one before. I'm not saying you're crying, but if you look, that's what we told you before we locked the money up. This is not CO2. I'm the one that had the beard that was talking to you, Donald.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, guy
before,
with the beard that was hollering the whole time?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, that was me. Like I was
I'm
saying before,
you
before
can
we
hear,
locked
man.
The money in, but yeah, but before we locked the money, and I told you, I said you can have after the race, you can have all night to go through the whole car to fill those nitrous. You know what I'm saying? There's no nitrous on that car. There's no signs of nitrous. Not even. Don't say just there's no nitrous. There's no signs of nitrous, which means there's no lines, there's no solenoids, there's no plungers for the fuel relay. There's nothing on there that got anything to do with nitrous whatsoever.
No, that's cool, but now...
I mean, you know what? You did fair. You did tell them to go right on over there. You got the old Nike. Check it out. I mean, and that's just
hey,
like I told
hey,
everybody else. We don't come to cheat. It ain't going to cheat.
No,
they
hey. Hey, guys. Just like I said, mm-hmm. I mean, I said at the beginning, I don't know if you were on the show when I started talking, but I said, mm-hmm. I mean, it don't matter. That car is fast. It beat me. Just like I said earlier, that car is fast. It beat my car. Hands down, it beat my car. And
can we say who moved first, Donald?
Huh?
Can we say who moved first?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this guy on the truth, honestly, tell you the truth. Now, I know what lights you try to tell me you cut, but I can tell you right now, and I told you, if you ain't cutting no lights like he is, you know, you got to be better than that.
Well,
otherwise,
look, I was 046 my first pass. And then I 090, and I'll show you my time slip. I 090.
I understand that, but, you know, when you run a wheel, 090 ain't cutting it. I'm saying that right now. 090 ain't cutting it.
I'm just saying that was the whole deal.
That made a big difference right there. That made the difference. Uh-huh.
Hey, Joe. Mm-hmm. What I want to get back to is because when I went over and looked at the car again, like I said, I heard about this duster again.
Oh, they went to sand and dust again. Yeah, that's what he told me now. So he said somebody was talking about the dust again.
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
after
we raced with the Mustang?
Yeah,
after we raced.
He said somebody was talking junk with the dust again. So they wanted to do something with the Le Mans duster. Can you comment on that one?
If the job is available for the Mustang, like we're going to find out tonight or in the morning, If he's available to come back, he might have something to do with his family for Memorial Day weekend. If the Mustang's coming, the Duster would be there as well. I could almost guarantee it.
I got a question. Now,
yeah.
the guy with the Duster told me he didn't want to race. He shook my hand. I gave him jets, and he said he didn't want to race. Now, is that still his stance on it? If it is, I fully understand that. But if it's somebody else talking this – of his duster up, because I think that's more in my league, weight-wise.
Right.
And I'm not disrespecting the guy with the duster, because me and him talked, and he said, listen, that's my car, and if I want to race you, I'll race you. If not, no big deal. He said, I can't beat you, and he put his hand out, and he shook my hand. And like I said, I mean, I even gave the man some jets for his carburetor. But with that being said, when I went over and looked at that car, somebody over there on that team or camp or whatever was mentioning that duster. And, you know.
Oh, so it wasn't,
you know,
if it wasn't Lamont.
Don't
worry, you if it ain't Lamont, you ain't got to worry about it.
No, well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know who said it, but I'll find out from the guy that owns the car, which is his name is Lamont. I'll find out.
Yeah,
I'll
find out from Lamont
and see if he's looking to do anything with you.
Yeah, and if he's not, like I said, I hope he can hear this conversation. I'm not talking no trash, but I mean, me and him had a conversation.
No, that's what I said. If he agreed to not raise that,
everybody else,
that's what it.
Donald, I'm gonna tell you something right now. No, but between me and you, Donald, like how you came there and you walk around, and you ask somebody race. That's what grudge racing about. Not no somebody getting an attitude. I like when you went down there and said, you know, will this guy run? Will that guy run? That's what it's supposed to be. It's when you come there, you came to run. So nobody could ever catch it. And he was right. And I'm gonna tell you right now, Donald came out to run, and that's what kind of racing we like. And Steph,
oh, yeah,
knows
he
how
ran
we
right over. He ran right over us.
That's what I like about it. And you know what? And nobody had a hard feeling about it. Like, wow, okay, yeah, well, can we accommodate you, what we can do? And that's how the race is supposed to be. And I'll tell you, my hat.
And the thing is, and you know, honestly, the thing is, even with that Mustang, we quit talking. And then I approached them guys. I walked in their trailer.
Yeah.
And I asked them to race.
Yeah.
So
unfortunately,
it's my luck to walk in to, I mean, and I have an iPhone. I don't know why I didn't look at it, but I walk in and you know, I'm not sure who the guy was that after I raced later on that night came over, but he told me, he says, you got a nice, fast car. You just, you know, he said, that car is nice and it runs good. You just need to be happy with it, you know. But
I'm going to tell you, when I saw that whole shot, that's what I knew. I ain't going to kid you not. He got a good jump on you right there.
All right,
we
got another caller in the queue. Miss Foxbody, can you open Mr. Brown's mic, please?
That's Mr. Best. That's Bud Light Coop.
Mike Brown.
Mike, what up, Mike?
Miss Foxbody. Is Mike Brown there?
Hello.
Man, what the? Is this Mike?
Yeah, Mike's on there.
What's up? What's going on, Mike?
I don't hear.
Mike. He was just on there.
Man, what the hell? Miss Foxbody.
Yes.
Can you open Mike Brown's microphone, please, or line?
Mike, open.
Hello?
Mike Brown.
Yeah, what's up?
How you doing,
what up,
sir?
Mike? How you doing?
I'm great. What's on your mind?
Hey, listen, I want to tell them boys, man, I don't have to cheat them, man. Ain't no sign of nice on that car whatsoever. I got a good one, a small block four. Any motherfucker with a car with a small block four like mine, I'll race them head the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we got that established now. So,
Mike Brown's the owner of the Bud Light Coupe.
My man rematch anytime he wants.
Okay.
Hey Mike.
What's up?
Hey, I don't know if you heard the whole thing, but I didn't disrespect your car. Not like, and I said your car is fast. So it was just. There's a million people on the internet saying something. I'm a man just like you. If I got something to say, I'll come to you personally. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And listen, I gave you every opportunity whatsoever to look over that car, look at whatever you want to. You can look at whatever you want to. I ain't trying to hide nothing.
Yeah.
And that's fine. The same thing. I don't know who the guy was that came over and talked to me last Saturday, but he was like a shorter guy. I don't know if he was Italian or whatever he was.
That was Mark. No, that was my boy Mark. Yeah, he's my boy Mark.
Because he said he owned the car.
He's a dirty ass Spanish dude. That's all.
Because he said he owned the car.
How you rough, bro?
Damn.
Hey Mike.
Yeah.
He said he owned the car, but you own the car?
I don't remember. Yeah, it is my car, but the car is in his name because we raced it on the highway one time. And he put it in his name just in case anything happened.
Yeah, no, and, you know, I mean, so me and him talked, and then there was another guy came up to me with a bunch of tattoos, and he was really cool. You know, he gave me some props on my car. And, you know, the thing is, I'm just going to have to race cars a little more in my league. But that's just my luck to go up to a car that's known around town, and I didn't know nothing about it. And then I asked you all to race, and I got beat. Hey, I got beat. It is what it is.
We're under your class, man. We got a standard greenhead small block. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's light, dude. Come on, man.
Okay. So
yeah,
you're a little heavier, but you got more motor. It evens out. If you got more motor than what we got, you know what I'm saying? You got a heavier car with more motor. We got a lighter car with less motor. So it evens out.
Hey, Mike. Listen.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been around this racing a long time, and I'm not on this show to argue with you. But we all know that's a 20 degree head. I'm sure it's angle milled, and it's probably the same 18 or if not better than mine. But it is what it is, and it's probably 27 pounds.
Hey Donald, don't leave out your part if yours is angle milled and all that. If yours is now 15, so don't leave yourself out.
I'm not leaving myself out, but I will bet you mine's not angle milled. Mine's a straight 18.
I think we're gonna be beating the dead horse with this same subject. I mean, y'all done racing is if at all possible.
Right,
but I
guarantee you, there's no way that the motor in my car can make more horsepower than the motor in his car. Both motors all out.
And the guy who owns that car, I told him, I'll bet him $500 that motor don't make. It makes at least 50 less horsepower than mine. But, it is what it is. And the bad part is where my pride overshadowed my ass, let's say, was I've been posting for two months that I ain't racing no 2,800-pound car. And what do I go do? I go race a 2,800-pound car.
Right.
So I deserve to get my ass whipped. But now, on the other hand, that duster – That's my weight.
Oh boy, you'll get
Lamar. There's no way I can win. There's no way I can win with another car that's equal to mine with the same type of motor in the head up. I wouldn't do that. Now, I figured you was a little heavier than me. That's why we gambled with that race.
What's the pick? Call number four.
Hey, Mike, this monster. How you doing?
We got a couple more people on the line in the queue. Ms. Foxbody, can you open Young Thing? That's a new one.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord. Joe, you got the whole New Yorker on here tonight.
That's New Jersey. New Jersey people.
Then we got Roger and Big George. I'm getting right to you. I want to say this real quick before I get Big George on. I know he's listening. Big George went out and done something real, real. And I got a curse with saying this. George did something real fucking spectacular. George went out there, didn't let anybody deter him, and took on the baddest motherfucker at the track. He had so many people in the crowd and in the lanes, the fans in the stands. Oh, George, stupid motherfucker, you shouldn't have did it. First of all, you have to understand. George's car and the troublemaker. George went out there and was going to race the troublemaker. They lined up. I heard the pot was like $300. George was getting the back tire, the kick in the clear, whatever. George's car is nowhere in the world in the same class as the troublemaker. But what George showed people was how to put on a show for fans. Regardless of who the man was and what he had, George went out there and made something happen that nobody else was trying to make happen. So with that being said, you know what I'm saying, I give George more than the utmost
respect because he went out and did something that everybody else thought he was stupid to do. Now, I think George had a problem on the line where he didn't get off the line, but he still attempted to make something happen when nobody else was trying to do anything. Also, got Mr. Frankie on the line holding the owner of the Red Falcon that Jeff Rogers used to own. And again, I thank you, Frankie. Frankie was the first person to approach me on the track and hand me a couple dollars for the damage to the Camaro after I hit the wall. And Frankie, that money has been well put to use for the front end that was ordered Monday, sir. Just to have you know. Now, Ms. Foxbody, do you have a young thing on the line?
Do not have a young thing on the line, but I would like to say something to your callers. If you would like to speak, please press 1. If you do not have anything to say, please do not press 1. To press 1, I will ask your name. So I'm expecting you to answer me when I click on the line. So if you do have anything to say, press 1. If you have any background noise going on the ground, mute your phone.
Okay, no, yeah, somebody you. Got some terrible background noise, so please mute your phone because you couldn't even hear what she's saying.
Don't think you're on the line, so give me a moment.
It ripped.
Your mic open.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
the line.
Hello, can you hear me?
If you're not talking, please mute your phone because you got a lot of background noise, whether you're in the garage, the hallway, or something. You got too much background noise. Just mute your phone. What did you say, running back?
Hello? Yeah, is Long Island Joe still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm on. You hear me?
Hey, look, that guy that come down with you with that Malibu, is he doing anything?
I'm there. Lamont, you there?
I'm here. Which Malibu? Which Malibu? I had like about 4 of them over there. I'm not sure which one. The blue one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Believe it or not, he lives right down in Virginia.
Oh yeah,
but he's from up here. But he's with the blue one. He'll be there. He'll be there also.
Okay.
Yeah,
hello?
That's Dennis Bagley you're talking about.
Right.
Joe Gray.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, youngster?
All right, cool. Hey, I was on the hold, but I got Lamont on the phone. He want to entertain the guy with the Nova about what they want to do with the race. He can hear y'all as well. He on my 3-way.
With the Duster.
Oh.
That's on the Duster.
Donald.
Here.
Lamont, you there?
I'm here.
You can hear
him? Yeah, Donald, you on the phone?
I'm here.
I don't have nothing to entertain with that man with the race because, you know, I got a CO2 bottle too, but we really ain't got no nitrous.
Bro, listen, he offered me the back tire. If he comes to the grass fest up here, you know, I'll take a break.
Donald, you still on the line?
I'm here.
No,
hello?
Donald.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Donald.
Yeah, what's up? I'm sorry. I'm away to get something to eat.
Yeah, the boy, my man with the Duster's on the line. His name is Lamont. He's on the air.
What's up, Lamont?
Hey, what's up? Hey, Donald, I like I told my boys, I said, listen, if you come up here, well, we'll entertain the race, me and you.
You what now?
I said, if you come up here to our grudge fest, and I said, maybe me, you could do something.
With the Duster?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's like I said on the thing, Lamont, I talked to you and you said there was no race, and I was fine with that. Just, there's a lot of people that were over there that were, you know, somebody was hooping and hollering about, yeah, we'll bust your ass with the Duster and this, so, like I said.
Yeah, but hey, Donald, like you said, but listen, like I told you, I said, you wanted to give me the back tire, I wanted the brake. Now, if you give me the brake, then we could do something. If you give me a break, I'll come back to your home track and we can race.
Nah, Lamont, I can't give you the break.
Come on, yeah, Tom, look at your car. Look at my car.
Yeah, you got a hood scoop. You got slicks. You got a real good cylinder head. You got a Dominator.
I got a Chrysler, too. You got a Chevrolet. You got a cream of the crop. You got listen, like I told you. Listen. Your paint job cost my whole car.
I know, and
now,
I got a parachute. I got drag radios.
Okay, listen. That's what I'm saying. I like the race. I mean, listen, I'm telling you how I want to come. I'll take a break the way I sit, you sit, and let's get it on. Ain't nothing to talk about.
Exactly. There's no race because I'm not giving you – I ain't giving you nothing. I ain't giving you nothing but a loss because I ain't giving nothing no more.
You know what? We gonna stop the bullshit right now. This is what I do with you. If like you say you're gonna come in with 3,300 pounds.
Yep.
If you listen to this, y'all. Hey, listen, if he comes 3,300 pounds, I run him hell by that grudge fest.
Heads up.
You got to come 3,300 pounds, race ready.
Look, before we race, me and you will go get on the scale. Me and you go get on the scale, and I'll weigh 3,300 pounds. I'll get on the scale. You can come down with me, and then I'll go down with you or however you want to do it. And then we'll go right up in the line, and then we'll run. Heads up.
All right, how much
you
run for?
Would you only want to race a Dustin? Would you race G-Bodies as well?
Listen, hey Joe.
Yes.
I can't believe you're asking me that. I told you I'll race.
So he asked you, would you race a G body too? He was just talking about I think they got a Malibu Walker they bring. Oh,
no, Lamar has two cars.
Yeah, I got a Malibu too.
The small block.
Small block, yes sir. Out of box intake, one carburetor.
What's your weight?
Huh? I can't hear you. What did you say, Donald?
Listen, come to the creek, like I said, me and you cop on the scale.
Well,
okay.
First of all, Donald, he's saying to you, Donald, to come up to their grudge fest or grudge event, and you weigh 3,300 at their event.
We run your head up.
Run your head up at their event. Not
well,
coming back down
here. What's that,
huh?
June 15th, Mike? June 15th?
Yeah, June 15th, yeah.
I'm there, buddy.
All right. Hey, listen, you want to put our little punk out money up?
How about we wait until, you know, a week or two prior to that, you know what I mean, before we do that? Because, it just sounds like it's just going to keep going on and on and on.
Listen, you know
what?
Listen, like you said, I don't want to talk. I want to put the money up and let's get it on.
Well,
listen,
that's cool, and I'm sure he's fine with that, but, I mean, he's talking about a race for June the 15th, and it's the middle of May. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can do that 2 weeks before your race.
Okay.
Yeah, and the thing is, hey, Lamont?
Yeah.
Hey, Lamont, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Donna.
Yeah, hey, I mean, I think it's well documented that I'm not afraid to race. I mean, I showed up and I raced.
No, listen. I know you're not afraid to race. I want to race you, too. I just think. It'd be a good race. You come at 3,300 pounds. I weigh 3,300. Both small blocks. Let's get it on.
That's, like I said, I don't understand why we couldn't get it on down the Capitol then.
I wanted to break because I was scared of your car. I told you I wanted to break. You know that. You offered
me
the back car. I told
car.
You no way. I said, you give me the break. You said, no way.
And then that was the end of our conversation. But like I said,
that's right.
Back up.
You're right, Don. I want the break. I mean, listen, there's no way I can run that car ahead of. But you're going to weigh 3,300 pounds. We're going to gamble. Win or lose.
Is there
anyway,
any way
I may lose. I'm going to race.
Is there any way you can win that MIR?
When is MIR?
We're going on the 26. Matter of fact, if everything works out, Monster Man, the one he told me, he said he got a big block on motor, chassis car. I want to lock something in for the 26. Is Monster around?
You know
what I'm talking about. You said Lewis would run, right?
You talking about Tippy Toe?
I'm just letting you know. I got my man ready.
Hey, Joe.
Are you talking about Tippy Toe?
Yes, sir.
All right, him and Gunna Fix called me early. I'm waiting for, if you can, call him and tell him to call the show. I've been waiting on him to text me to let me know he was on the line so I can get him and Lewis, hooked up so they can get whatever going that they want to get going.
Tippy Toe called me today, asked me to call him when we got on that show. But
call him, because it's 9 o'clock, and I've been waiting on Tippy Toe to text me. I done gave Tippy Toe my number earlier today and told him to text me when he got on the show. So I can open his mic, and him and Lewis can set up what they got to set up. But I ain't heard from him yet. So can somebody get on the line?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Is there any chance? Is Lamont still there?
I'm here.
Hey, so Is it possible for you to come to 26?
Yeah, you know what? Donald, let me get with my boys. And, you know what? If I don't have to work that weekend, and if, now my boys, you know, we'll ride to go give somebody an ass open. I'll take one.
Wow. Now y'all have a lot of confidence over the phone now, but when the car was there, it was a little different.
Hey, well, listen. I can't let my
Do you want to entertain any other race with the Bud Light Coupe?
Do what?
Do you want to entertain any other race with the Bud Light Coupe?
Let me race this duster first. Let me race this duster.
All right. Well, that's going to be forever with this race, this Nova and the duster. That's going to take forever. So, Lamont, when you find out whatever you want.
No. Hold on, sir. It's not going to take forever.
Because this is going to consume the whole show, and I don't want to keep going back and forth with this right now.
All right.
So whenever you find out.
Okay, no problem. No problem.
Then you let Donald know. And then,
okay.
You know what I'm saying, we can set this race up.
Okay, no doubt. No problem, sir. No problem.
I don't want to cut y'all off, but, you know, that ain't really going nowhere right now.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. Can you open up, is this Roger or Rod? Mike and Big George, please, and Frankie. Shit, they all been waiting.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey. Does Bud Light Coupe want to try Cubby?
Is he a small block Ford like him?
He is a small block as long as you sit beside him.
Hello? I ain't gonna say that.
Hey,
like
Joe Gray.
Yeah.
I got Tippy Toe on the phone. He can hear you.
Yep. So now all I need is for Monster to turn around and say deposit for Lewis.
Hey. All I need to know is to show y'all that me and my boys ain't scared. Tippy Toe right there. Say, what's up?
What's up?
Monster, you all right?
Monster.
Cat got his tongue.
Are you
there?
Ain't no cat got
his
tongue.
Too many people talking at one time. Tippy Toe, are you there?
I'm here.
What's happening, sir?
What's going on?
All right, this is the host, Tricky Ricky. I've been waiting for you to text me, let me know that you got on. Maybe you got busy.
I forgot all about it. That's my bad. I've been on my house phone ever since the show started, but that was my fault.
Okay, no problem.
Leave the carburetor clean down there and clean them out.
Is Lewis, if you're on the line, send me a text message, let me know you're listening so I can get y'all hooked up here.
What's up, Tippy Toe? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Since you're part of Long Island Joe's crew, I just want to let you know we ain't scared. And Joe, yes, you say deposit as well. The hell you think you're talking to? I got y'all covered. Goddamn, Joe, you ain't got nothing on me but a damn a flash of light. So let's roll with this. Appreciate y'all coming down last week, man. We had a ball, man. It was out of
ball
control. Man, hey, Steph, you still on?
I'm right here, baby. I'm right here.
What's up, man? We had a good time, didn't we?
I ain't gonna lie, I had me a great time, man. I want a little bit of money. I got to talk a little junk to you on the start line. Man, couldn't get no better than that.
Yes, sir.
Look, you can win some more money again next time, the 26, because the two trucks are running again.
I'm going back out there on my hillbilly truck again.
Hey, do me a favor, Steph. Put a little to the side for me.
Huh?
Hey,
go ahead, Rick. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead and finish.
I said, Steph, on the farm truck, because
that again?
Joe waxed me, put a little to the side. I need to get my money back.
I'm going to have a lot to the side for you, Monster. I'm going to have a whole lot to the side. Just
with that white, pickup truck?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you
ain't gonna have enough. I like that truck. I like that tracker truck.
Miss Foxbody.
Hey, Monster just talking, young Stan. He don't wanna go back out there again.
Shit, that Foxbody.
What
you saying, Steph? He's scared?
Is he? You hear it in his voice. Yo, you hear it in his voice.
I got this kid arguing when I go to the bathroom, all of y'all. You hear me?
You ain't
got this one, Joe.
Yes.
Can you add me as my proof?
All right. Here we go, Joe. Here we go.
Say his name again.
Say again.
I didn't hear you. Can you say the name again?
Yes.
Louis?
Yeah.
Can you give me a number? I can see Louis on
301-5755.
Tony, you there, Tibby Dog?
I'm right here.
Yeah, they scared now. Now they looking for phone numbers, directions to houses. Good Lord.
Y'all did a three-way. That's how Tibby Toe got on. So Tibby Toe would have called himself that he had to do the same thing. So slow your head a little bit, buddy.
Hey, Jeff, I got the pictures today. They look nice.
The pictures came out nice. Y'all got to see those.
Yeah, I'm going to send y'all a disc up there. He made y'all a disc for me. So you got a disc.
Hey, Rick.
Huh?
What do you make, Monster?
I got a disc, a couple discs.
A disc? Okay.
So you can see the pictures. Yeah, I'm going to send it up so you can post it on your website.
Okay, yeah, send it back up to me. Yeah, I'll put it right on the website.
I bet you he deleted a couple of them, the one that he was up there crying.
The one where he was paying off like a slot machine?
Got the napkin and everything around his eyes. All the water. You gotta say a bug fell in it. Ain't no damn bug.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. When that black guy comes back down the road, I'm gonna cut him. You hear me?
Miss Fox, do you see 301-5755?
Oh, man. Hey, you understand?
Yeah.
You want back out there with that watermelon truck we got, man, that big old white thing?
Man, I'm going to jump dead out the window, head first off the Empire State Building. That black truck, that shit dead as hell.
Hey, the truck said, my man with the black truck said he had a tranny problem. He's going right back out there.
Shit, we can loan him a transmission. Send his ass back out. Before he even raced, I said he's going to have a tranny problem the week before. Am I lying? Did I say it, Monster?
Joe, I can't hear you. I'm talking to you.
So if they had a tranny problem, they should be betting like crazy knowing it's fixed, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. 26. Hey, thanks. You and me got one. Staff and me got one. And Joe and y'all. Look, I'm going to make this a family affair out of you damn New York, New Jerseyans, all right?
Can you let me know how much we got so I can spend it now? Because I know that's guaranteed money.
Oh, man.
Look, they were fussing at me because you didn't bring the car. I said Obama hurt the motor the week before. But I just got wind. I got a text today from my buddy down there. Is he going to lock you in on the 26th? Is that true or false? Come clean, man.
Who? You ain't never heard me scared. I'll lock it and won't even be nowhere near ready. I'll bust that Obama to the head to the white meat.
All right.
Can you lock in for him?
Come on. He said, will you lock in for him?
If he coming, yeah, I'll do it. Shit, you know I'm going to take Joe's money. Hell yeah, I'm going to lock it in.
Look, I'm not going to beat it. I'm not going to beat it on the 26th, I don't think.
Oh,
but
man,
I'll be
I'm
at
sorry
our event on the 15th that they were supposed to come up to twice, that they won't make it. So any of y'all Southerners come up there on the 15th. Split y'all to the white meat like that farm truck did y'all.
Oh,
no
man.
Problem. Where's that one at? At Englishtown or is that at
Englishtown.
Is that a Saturday or Sunday?
It's a 2-day event, but they got some big grudge races on that Saturday. Some big boys.
We can split you up the next three
races locked in.
We got Lewis on the line, so Lewis, Tippy Toe on, Tippy Toe just Lewis, then you guys can go ahead and do what you gotta do.
All right, what's happening, man?
Hey, Tippy Toe, what's up? Hey, first of all, man, I want to say, you know, I'm gonna give a shout out and a condolence to, you know, one of the fellow racers from down here, St. Mary's, Randy, called him Low Rider, used to drive trucks with him back in the day. You know, as soon as he left from up Capitol, went home, passed away, and actually, I think they're having the prayers tonight and be buried tomorrow, but I just want to give my condolences to his family and friends.
Let's take a moment of silence for him, fellas. Hold up. Let's take a moment of silence. Go ahead, Lewis. You handle it. All right, Lewis. Now it's time to whip on that ass of tippy toe and Dr. Joe over there. And that's what you said.
Hey,
that was the best thing he just did.
But enough of that peace talk. Let's get to them Southerners' ass. What y'all got?
great.
Hey, Tiptoe, what, you know, ain't but a few of us left out here running on motor. So you run your car on motor?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'm your man there because that's all I got. My car's on motor.
That's what I was told. I was told, I guess prior to the fourth show that just happened, you were on the radio looking for action. Told Joe Gray you had a power on motor with automatic, if I'm correct. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a big block automatic car.
Right. Okay. That's me.
What do you run? You still got that Camaro?
No, I don't have a back half car anymore. I have a chassis car, so I have a Corvette.
Oh, the Corvette. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've seen that on there on your.
Yeah, big block, power glide, no nitrous.
Right.
I haven't bought it last year. I haven't had a chance to even get it out and test it yet, but I figure I might as well come on down that way and
test on him. You test on him.
You
got to come down there and split their head. You got to keep that split in their head topic going.
Oh, well, that's not a problem. Whatever you say. Stay out of this. Grown people talking.
get your son out there in the car, split his head to the white meat, too.
What are you talking about? The 20, what is that? What date is that down there in Buzz Creek?
26.
How do you like the run? Heads up, pro tree, 8 mile, no nitrous apiece.
Yeah, red light. I mean, the wind light fell in.
Say again.
Okay, just yeah. You know,
pro tree. Whoever that is with the police sirens in the background, you should have them.
Yeah, we can run pro tree, 8 mile. You know, wind light, whatever light comes on at the other end, go by that light, and we flip for length.
Yes, sir. And if you don't mind me asking, how much you like to run for?
I mean, tell you the truth, you can ask. I run you full quarter if you want, but that's just I mean, when I come to the track, man, it's nobody but me and my son and his best friend. So I mean, I can't not build no bridges, move no mountains with a whole lot of money. But I mean, I'll make it worth your while to come down.
But just give me a roundabout figure, just so I know. I'm just trying to, like I said, I'm not going to say anything until you say something. And I'll see what's happening from there.
I tell you, man.
Well, y'all can talk about it off air if you want.
We can run 3 on 1,000.
Like 1,000. All right. Joe, I ain't gonna lie to you. Now I'm used to.
Yeah, you gotta tighten up.
I don't want to lie, but let me see if that'll be, you know, sufficient, and I'll take it from there. Because if I'm gonna come down that way anyway, I might as well drag the car with me and you know play around for a little bit.
Right.
So what I do is, this is what I do. You know, like I said, I'm not trying to sound like I'm some kind of big shot, but anybody that tell you, like Joe Gray or anybody that you know will tell you, I'm usually, you know, run for a little bit more than that. But like I said, I'm going to see what happens then with that. If I don't get nothing else, then I'll drag the car down there and I'll just have some fun with y'all, you know, for that kind of money. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, right. I'm going to say, you can just mess me on Facebook or something other and just let me know.
Yeah, that's what we do. I definitely do that. I'll give you like a week's notice, you know what I'm saying, if we're going to do it, and then we get on the show, and we'll get lied to your mom for the money. But I have my brother, he lives down there anyway, and Bowie. I got one up tomorrow, bro. They'll bring him the money, whatever they have to do. So, you know.
Monster betting on it, too, so the pot will go up.
Yeah, me and Joe put into it. Me and Joe put into it since he wanted to run his damn mouth, Lewis. I think, as we get closer and both of y'all good to go, we'll start. I'll call Larry T tomorrow and see if I'm allowed to make a little adjustments to what they want to put into it to keep it nice and smooth. Because I'm tired of Joe Gray and them damn New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. God damn it, I got to do some damage control here on the 26th. You hear me?
And what you laughing at, Steph? And young
that wasn't me. That wasn't me laughing.
Music.
That was Tippy Toe laughing.
That's me laughing.
Tippy Toe. Tippy Toe. Hey,
yep.
Goddamn Joe Gray cut me below the knees on the fourth, so I got to get his black tail back. You hear me?
So,
I heard they just renamed the track, too.
Huh?
They call it the Empire now. They don't call it Capital.
Yeah, Empire which way?
That's New York International Raceway. That's what it's called now.
How you want to do it? You want to get one shakedown pass or you want to come straight off the trailer?
Say that again now?
I say, how you want to do it? You want to do one shakedown pass and put a time to be in the lane? Or you just want to come straight off?
You know, I'm going to say, like, this is the thing. Me, personally, I like to come out of the trailer, but I'm coming to a new track, so it's a possibility. Put it like this. If I decide to do that, it won't be no more than one shakedown.
Yeah, that's cool.
If I decide to rent a car with me, you know, run, it won't be no more than one shakedown. Usually though, you Steph, tell them what we do, Steph. We usually roll out the trailer, warm the car, get ready, get the money.
Yes, we do.
That's what we usually do. But I'm coming to a new track. Like up here, you know, you got to understand. You know, I can go to any town of Atco, but we know the track. You pretty much know what you got to do because you're right there.
But we need to
say,
you know, that's important.
If
you need
some
shakedown,
we'll work with you. Whatever we got to do, sir. Excuse me for 1 minute, gentlemen. Ms. Fosbody. Can you go ahead and open Wolfpack and G-Money and put me in the private room with you for a second?
Wolfpack and G-Money, your mic is off.
You know who that is, Young Zach, right?
Who's that?
Hey,
that's
the black truck.
That's
the black truck. That's the black truck.
That's right. Is right. Here y'all talking all that smack. I guess you can't because you won.
That shit dead as a doorknob.
Yeah, it's dead. You can call it that. You can call it that. Say what you want. You talking trash because you won.
He's in the same 4x4 we got and peel you back again.
Do it. I want you to come back. I tell you what, when I leave on you this time, you can cut it off because you won't come back around me. I cut it off less than 200 feet.
We told him to let you go. We told him to let you go. Don't fight him. Let him go.
Yeah, you told him.
That's a transmission call. Don't fight him. Let him go.
Steph, did you hear what I said, Steph? Steph,
what?
Last time he was on the phone, he said it was going to be the pros versus the Joes. It looked like the Joes won.
Listen, I think the Walmart could be that truck.
Hey, Joe, I kind of think you faked the break at the end if you're talking pros versus Joe.
No, we were supposed
to get in with the Camaro and
But we were supposed to go early. Remember, you were supposed to go early. You didn't go early. Like, you were supposed to go early. Y'all didn't go early. You'd have went early. I would have broke it probably against you, but I'd have went.
Dog, you wasn't broke. You faked that. You faked that.
I'm not kidding you, though. For real. I'm going to tell you what website you're going. You go to Small Block Posse. You listen to the tape when it make the pop-up says. I didn't check it. It ain't gonna be nothing too major, though. It ain't going to be nothing major.
Hey, Joe, I got a question for you. Calvin, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, brother? Calvin.
Yeah.
Calvin ain't talking to you no more after you gave him that whooping.
Go ahead, Marston. I'm with you.
Get that whooping. He ain't talking to you no more.
Joe, I'm with you, Marston. Could you please let me talk to Calvin, please? Hey, Calvin. He's been texting me and emailing me pictures all week long about this damn truck. Can you please put that 00 light on that ass again? Please.
Listen, my man had a 3-something. I said, don't fight him, man. He said, hey, man, we go red, we lose. I said, don't fight him. 5-0,
come around his ass.
Again.
Hey, that's one thing about losing. You got to listen to how to win or lie about winning.
But I tell you what, when I see him early this time, cut it off, okay? That's what y'all do. When I clean him this time, you can cut it off. Because when I go to set,
I mean,
we'll be there.
You
went
to
second.
I think you were
you,
clear.
Listen, you went to second first last time. What happened?
Nah, my transmission was bad. I ran that race because I said I would run the race.
No, you ran
because,
that race. You seen that old four by four. You said that little 4x4 sitting over there. You said, I got me one. That's what you said. You said, I got me one, y'all.
I'm still saying that. Didn't nothing change?
Ain't no phone. The rabbit got the gun, huh?
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you race?
Yeah, I race.
Do you race? Do you have a race car?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you go as fast when your car don't have second?
I got a two speed. So if I ain't got second,
well, then
I'm
you don't
up.
Have high. If you don't have high, do your car run just as fast?
Nah, I run a claim.
I know it don't. Okay, well, thank you. Answer my question.
I got a 290. I can go all the way through there with
mine. My mic is open. I didn't push the button.
You answered my question. Thank you very much. But it will have second this time. I promise you that.
Yeah, you only had one gear? That's what you're trying to say?
Huh?
You only had one gear?
No, I had first and I had high.
That's what
well,
we do. This is how we do.
We're
going to pass second.
Hold up.
Who is that saying that's all you need? No,
no, that's
all
right. That's who said that. You ain't got no say. Now you got a power glide. That's just as good.
That's all you did was bypass second.
Now,
I did it all the time.
Hey, little Mark, he should put in reverse and backed up.
Exactly. We just over gear for gear. We beat it out of each gear.
Yeah.
Yo, Calvin.
I should have backed up. I tell you what. I showed y'all that I can get out front. This time I'll stay out front. I promise you that.
Then
I'm
going to
show y'all
what
the farm truck is.
Sure about that?
We got the baddest farm truck.
Oh, you do now, but I will take that away from you.
Hey, Joe, can
I
we get a belt
that.
For farm trucks? Joe, is there a belt for farm trucks? Why we ain't get our belt down there, man?
I'll do it if you want. If you want a belt for the farm truck,
should have got a farm truck belt, man. We wait for our belt down there, man. We ain't getting no belt. Nothing, man.
Put a bunch of potatoes around it.
If y'all make a phone truck, bro, just
hold
make
it a 50. Kevin and Frankie, I think Ms. Fox probably about to open your mic, and Bradshaw from Capital Raceway, we're going to open your mic.
They all on.
Okay, everybody on. Well, first of all, like I said a few minutes ago, Frankie was the first person to come up to me and give me a donation on the car for the accident. Frankie, what's going on, sir?
What's going on, man? How you feeling?
I'm all right. I appreciate you getting on. I know you said you wanted to get on last week, but that didn't happen. So I thank you for calling in today. What's on your mind?
Joe.
You.
Still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, you remember who I am, right? I'm the one, the Red Falcon, the one that walked with you and asked you, told you I want let's do something because I got a small block like you, or you got a big block or whatever, it don't matter.
I got a small block.
Okay, so like I said then, you was begging for the break.
No,
I offered you the back tire.
No, I didn't get it right. Tell the truth now. You came in there with nitrous.
I
said you take the nitrous off. Didn't I tell you? I said you take the nitrous off, you got one and one. And as
okay,
I got to say that to you.
Said, if I got a nitrous car and I'm offering you something in an eighth mile, I tell you what then. If that's what you want to do, you run a motor, you got the break if you run a quarter. We ain't got to argue back and forth.
I'm not gonna run a nitrous car against a motor car. That's what he's trying to do.
Okay, then. All right. What about that Nova that y'all had with the big tires, the Malibu? I tried to run almost like five of you guys down there.
First of all, you didn't come to the right person. You'd have came over to me. I would have sent you in the right direction.
Okay, the guy that you were talking about.
I sent you in the right direction, but now since you try to be all smart, I'm gonna show you something.
First
I'm gonna
all,
bring
I'm,
something there just for you.
I'm
on
by myself.
I'm gonna let you know something right now. I'm gonna bring another car there just to run you. Nothing else.
All right, whatever.
Just
all right.
You, small tire, just like this.
You sound just like the Michael Jackson I was looking at. Moonwalking.
I'm willing to lock in some money if you want to do something.
You said that
I said I'll run anything. I said I'll run motor to motor. I will rock in money.
Okay, I hear you. Okay, I don't have a motor car.
Martha is willing to hold my money. I will send it to him. What do you mean?
Okay, listen. You saying that y'all came to run and whatever happened. I'm off.
We came for a race, not a chase.
Okay, how is that a chase when y'all had every good car that I
run y'all? You're trying to run a chase car against a motor car.
Every car that I tried to run in y'all's had nitrous on it, like that Malibu you were speaking of. I forgot the guy's name, with the blue Malibu, the back half car.
The blue Malibu is from Virginia, okay? He just knows me. He's from Virginia. That's not
whatever.
I
run him too. I run him. What about that Tubbs Nova? He's from New York, right?
What, the gray one?
The gray one.
Are you
big one?
Because if you're telling me that you want to run the gray Nova, matter of fact, I'll tell you what we do right now.
Lock him in the
I ain't got a call up there. Now you're
we gotta talk no more. Lock him in the
closet. Lock in the closet in the gray Nova versus that Falcon. Lock in five on whatever you got. Anything, whatever you got. I don't care. How much money you want to lock in, you got it.
Hey, Ricky, who did I send my money to?
Did you hear what I just said now? The gray Nova with the black stripe, right?
I
mean,
I'm talking about calling at the same time, so I can't understand what neither one of y'all said. One person at a time.
Stop. Oh, look,
you want to run juice to juice? He's going to run juice to juice. Heads up. I will lock in the Nova for him right now.
Okay, well, walk off.
No, it's not.
Okay,
it's juice like him. It's juice just like him.
You both can't talk like y'all. Echo.
Somebody talk loud.
Mikey, that might be your phone, but it didn't start till you opened your
Somebody's phone is really static.
More Mike, on the line, Mike, three Mike, people came in at the same time.
Okay, so what's the race you trying to do now?
He said he wanted to run the grade over, right?
Okay,
the
Joe,
listen
to me.
And he had the South. He said he wanted to run.
Hey, Joe.
Both of them together.
All right, can I talk? Can I finish?
Go ahead.
Right. I tell you, this is what I'm going to do. The Malibu, that great
Malibu.
Malibu.
The Malibu.
Hold on,
Malibu.
Let me finish. Come on, man. We can a lot of things together, but we couldn't park at the same. I run y'all Malibu. I run your gray Nova. I run that gray Camaro. What else? That car that you was claiming that, you know, you run me with the small block Mustang. You was talking about that campaign about. We went to that guy after the thing, after,
the
you know,
Mustang
you looked
was not there. The Mustang was not there that I was campaigning. The Mustang
okay,
was not
bad.
There.
Okay, my bad then, because I know I had to call out at least 10 or 15 people. There wasn't nobody, nothing.
I wish you would have told me about that gray Nova, because I'd have walked over there and put the money up.
Okay, then. Well, like I said,
you're
we are not understanding now. That's what kind of car is over there? I know it's a chassis car, but I'm saying it's
not a
big block, there, right?
Wait. It's not a chassis car. It's a back half car. The gray
Nova,
that's what you talk about.
The gray Nova,
right.
You got
the Falcon. I guess you're a Falcon.
Right, I got the Falcon. Okay,
yeah,
so
no
the thing is, when and where? And who can hold my money?
Monster can hold it. Monster can hold it, and I'll send mine to Monster.
You're telling me I don't know Monster.
You don't know Monster. All right, Larry T then. You know Larry T, right?
I met Larry, yeah. I
all right, then we let Larry T
Jeff? Do you trust Jeff?
Jeff?
Yeah, tell Jeff to call me. Frankie, I'm Monster.
Okay, I do that. I'll tell Monster, I do that.
Jeff called me.
Okay,
care.
I do that. Okay,
right, so
we going 500 on how much? Oh, you said whatever I got, Joe. Is that what you said?
We'll definitely run. I ain't even worried about it. I'm telling you that right now.
Where are we going to run at, Joe? So, like I said, Joe, I'm by myself. So, where are you talking about running
Creek,
at?
Buzz Creek, the 26th. I'll be there on the 26th. Buzz Creek, I'll be there.
I don't know if I can make that, Joe. I can't promise you that. Well, hold on for a minute. Let me check something. That's on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Ain't Capital having a race, like, next weekend, too?
I ain't gonna be able to make it back up there that fast. I'm getting ready for Buzz Creek. That's what I'm really ready for.
So Buzz Creek and Capitol, they're not close to one another?
Buzz Creek is the 26th. That's the day. It's like a 6-hour ride. It's a 6-hour ride for me to come down there. That's why we got to make these plans. It's
you
not
forget
like
I'm 5 hours from you? You forget that?
I understand that, but I also on certain days I'm working, so I just that's why I'm playing.
I understand that. But I'm saying,
you know?
ain't Capital got a race that weekend because they're running the guys from Illinois or somewhere? Ain't they running that same like, that same weekend?
No, that's
I don't think so.
That's down to Buzz Creek.
Oh, they're going to Buzz Creek also.
Hey, Steph.
Yeah, the guys from the Midwest, Chicago and Detroit. And Illinois is all they're coming down here on the 26th.
That's gonna be at Capitol, right?
No, that's gonna be at Buzz Creek.
Oh wait, Joseph, you're talking about that same race then, right?
Huh?
You talking about that same race then, right?
Yes, I'll be there on the 26th.
Hey, Gilbert, what kind of car you got?
He got the Falcon, the Red Falcon. Jeff Ryan's his old car.
And
don't matter to me. I'm going to do it. I told you I'm going to do it.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the person who was asking me, what do I got? I was like, and, like, what's up? I'm here to race. I ain't here to argue. We ain't got to argue.
That's
a
nitrous car,
right?
He's got a nitrous car.
Yeah, I got a nitrous car. Okay. 10-inch tire nitrous car.
That was his inquiries. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. No problem, bro. I'm sorry. Ain't nothing personal. And where's the other guy who was talking about here running anybody with a small block?
What'd you say?
On motor.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, a motor car. Okay.
Yeah, I respect your shit. Respect mine.
Bro, I ain't saying nothing, bro. Calm down. It's okay.
Hey, Frankie. Thank you for coming down with the Hey, Frankie, thank you for coming down, too, man. We had a good time, man. So
yeah, I did have a good time. I just wish a lot of people would have stepped up, like Poodle Racing. Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all calling Wolfpack. I mean, how scary you was, I know you're on the phone listening to me. Like I offered you with a tube chassis car and a big block. It's my little baby small block. I offered you the back tire and the gap.
Hey, Frank.
And I asked for the kick. Hold on.
Let me leave. Joe, I'm not talking to you.
You're
Joe, I'm talking about Kelvin.
That's right. I'm here.
Okay, like I said. Okay, let Kelvin man. The next time I come down there, Kelvin, I'm going to bring my chassis car just like you got. And like I said, we can lock this up on the phone. I'll run you motor, and then we come back and we can run nitrous. I don't care how you want to do it.
I'm on motor. You should have brung it the first time. You talked
I brung something that I can get more runs with. I brung something that I figure I can get a lot more races with.
Well, why you got a nitrous car and you jumping on a natural horsepower car?
Because you got a two chassis big block and you running scared. I don't understand that. I ain't never seen nothing like that.
Oh, you seen it Saturday. I asked you for the break. I said, give me a break and we can run through the quarter, through the eighth, whatever
you
want.
Let me ask you a question. What kind of man with a chassis car with 1633 ask for a break from a small block car? What kind of a tennis tire? Where do you get that from? You got a solid car, man.
On nitrous? I'd rather have a tennis tire car on nitrous.
Kelvin, are you serious, man?
No, are you serious?
I told you, get one of the other cars you got over there. Yeah, nitrous on them other cars. Them smaller tire cars like me. Why didn't you run none of them?
I ran what I had. I didn't have nothing.
I didn't have
nothing that could run you. I told you no race. You know, we ain't got the one I really respect on is
G-Money. G-Money, to me, is a stand-up dude. That dude ran, I don't care, you know, win, lose, or draw. I like G-Money. I like you too, Kelvin. Don't get me wrong. But as far as respect racing, what you did, man, you can never come where I live at talking some smack like that with a small block car on a 10-inch tire, and I got my two chassis car at the track. That's crazy.
You there?
Yeah,
I was
told
G-Money
was on the line. Is G-Money still there?
Yes, I am right here.
Okay, what's up, G-Money?
Hey, I'm chilling.
Hey, what's up, G?
I'm laying back in the cut listening. What's up, Craig?
Hey, G, okay. Have fun, man. You know we got to do that again, because like I said, this time I want you to go down through and let's see what happens.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, that little bug, you know, set me free, but I'm scared I'm not. You know that.
Like I said, you're all right with me, G. I ain't got nothing bad to say about you, bro.
Hey, so hopefully you're coming back down on the 26th so we can get it in.
I'm gonna try to make it down there, G. But like I said, like I told you, I'm by myself, me and my girl, man. So me coming down to every day is kind of hard on me, man. Plus, I, you know, working and then driving all that way down there, I'd be too tired. But like I said, if I can get in touch with Jeff, and if I can make it, like I said, if you lock this money in, I'd definitely be there. But if I don't get nothing locked in, I'd probably more than likely it ain't worth the trip.
You're getting locked
but
in.
Like I said, I will go to Akron. That's kind of closer to us.
Look, you definitely locked in. Don't even worry about that. You locked in.
$5,000 and $25,000
is better.
Marcel,
okay?
I heard you.
Yo, I
ain't calling $2,500. I just told you now. You know what I'm saying? I'm betting by myself. I can't, you know, I like I said, $1,500, $2,000, I'm around in there. If somebody else bet, that's on them.
That's a bet.
Okay, like I said, $1,500, $2,000, I can get that.
Okay.
I ain't betting, I ain't depending on nobody else to bet on me.
No problem, that's a bet. Don't worry about it. It's a bet. It's locked in.
No, hey, don't lock me in. Like I said, let me talk to what's nigga. Now you trying to jump ahead out of the gun. Like I said, I'm close.
You said you're waiting for a lock-in race.
Lebanon Valley. You want to meet at Lebanon Valley? We can meet at Lebanon Valley this Sunday. So we ain't got to keep going through this conversation.
You want, the only reason why you're going to come is not unless you get locked in.
I say I'm going to try to make it down there. You trying to get good words in my mouth. Like I said, you're the same distance away from Lebanon Valley that I am.
Now,
we can do that this Sunday. We ain't got to wait. We ain't got to wait.
No. Honestly, tell you the truth. What did I hear earlier? Did you not say that if you get a lot of
I said I would definitely. I got to talk to Jeff first. I got to talk to my Jeff.
Frank,
hold on. Don't worry, I got you.
Frankie.
Jeff.
Frankie. Hey, Joe.
Yep.
Jeff is the white knight. He'll be there. So give him a call, Frankie. He coming because if he run good Saturday, I can say it. He's gonna go run the Carolina Kid if everything go good Saturday, Joe. So you good? So we waiting until
like
Saturday.
Like I said, don't worry. I gotta give you my word, Joe. When I get off the phone, the first thing I'm doing, I'm calling Jeff.
It was nothing like that. I was just saying. He just said that he didn't want to. He didn't want to come unless he was locked in. So I was just saying.
Let me ask this question. So I just don't keep going back and forth because that's all it's doing. He just said both of y'all are equal distance from Lebanon Valley and can run this Sunday. What's the deal with that?
I can't call the guy for that day. I know he's coming for the 26th. That's the problem. If the man already told me he's committed to coming to 26th, I can't say he can come for that Sunday. It's not my car, that car. But I can tell you right now,
Joe,
he's going to be on the 26th.
I ain't going to argue about that. But, Joe, see, like I said,
okay.
the reason Kelvin talking, I really want to bring my other car.
You really want to bring
my
other car?
Hey, Frankie, I really want my money back, too.
That's right.
I didn't even get a check.
Gilbert's still on the phone.
Well, like I said, then G, if I can get down there, G, you definitely got some action. But like I said, I really want Kelvin. Bad.
I hear you, baby.
Hey, Kelvin, you don't go nowhere outside of what's his name? Outside of Maryland?
Hey, Martha, while it's a call in action, were you able to get stupid?
No. Joe had to call in.
Oh, okay. What about God damn it. What's his name? With Extreme. Baby.
Joe will get them on next week for us. He can get both of them on next week. He just need time because they work. Actually, they racing tonight.
Yeah, big dog.
I talked to Travis earlier today, and he said he would try to get on, but because the race rained out last week, that they was doing the race tonight, so 9 times out of 10 he wouldn't be able to get on the show.
Hey, Joe Gray.
Yep.
Joe Gray.
Uh-huh.
I have to say, you got me last week, so I'm going to give you your props. But I'm being prepared on the 26th, so don't bring your ass across that line without making sure you know we're going to get into it, all
right? Now, I'm going to tell you right now. Okay, for example, this is no lie. I'm going to give Travis props. He was out there. But that little wiggle cost him the race, and that's what his grudge racing all about. That's what caused the race. He had that race. I ain't going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
He did have it.
But that little wiggle, that was it.
But
I just said the fastest car don't always win.
He went up there knowing that he had to do what he had to do, and that's what it's all about, and that's what I try to tell people. When we raced out there, we used to come up that way. You know, we knew we were outgunned, but it was a point of going out there doing your best. So.
Getting down from A to B, that's all that counts.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Joe, like I said, man, this is Frankie and Munster, all the rest of you, Ricky, all y'all, man. Like I said, it was nice meeting all of y'all, man, for the first time. I really had a nice time. And, Joe, like I said, I will definitely get in touch with him right now before it gets too late.
He might be on the radio. See if Joe on the radio. Right? I mean, see if Jeff on there.
Okay.
Is Jeff on here?
Jeff Rogers. See if Jeff Rogers on the phone. He listen every week.
Hey, Trigger Rick.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You heard about the race tomorrow night.
Would that be the race with Wicked Bird and Mr. Bill Harris?
Yeah, what do you think about it?
Let me just say this. From the video that I saw of Wicked Bird's test pass, I don't think he can stay there with Bill Harris, but at the same time, he did not show enough to make a clear determination. So it should be a good race.
That's what I think, too.
So, you know, if he really trying to grudge race and get some races, then I would say, yeah, he's doing a good job by not showing his hand. But if you run George Jamar and George, they both make a clean pass, I think he'd let the cat out of the bag a little bit, what he can do. Is Big George still out there anywhere?
Hey, Monster, is Jeff on?
I don't know, Rick. I have to look. I can't look at it. Rick's.
Yeah, hey Jeff. Hey, Jeff, if you want, Jeff Rogers, if you out there, send me a text to Jeff
Rogers.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
What's up, this Kev, man? We found Jake in here with you.
Hey, what's up, Kev? Sorry to take it so long to get to you, man, but everybody be talking, they act like they don't hear me no more. They ain't paying me no attention nowadays. You know, and it became tired at the racetrack this weekend, and the hell was with
Right. Yeah, I'm sure I'm planning on coming down to the 26th.
Okay.
You gonna be around there?
Yeah, I'm gonna be there. I'm pushing real heavy right now to get this other car ready, so I can run Ronnie with that Camaro.
Okay.
After Derek Bonds do something spectacular to him.
Yeah, I heard a couple of the boys from Detroit said they was coming. A couple from Chicago said they coming too.
Yeah, and I told Don Ye that I had an accident in the Camaro, so that race won't happen.
Right.
Don't know if I have time to test on 29s with my car before that race. But if not, he said he was coming with both sets of tires. He don't want to run me on the 33s because he said he changed his car around for the small tire. But he'll be coming with both sets, so hopefully we can do something. I like to see if he's going to bring what's the dude's name with the Camaro? Leon?
Oh, Leroy?
Leon. No, not Leroy. Leroy. Leon. No, Leon.
Oh, you about Leon. Leon. Yeah. I don't know. I'll call Leon for you later on the day or tomorrow, and I'll find out for you. I'll hook you up with you.
Yeah, now, Leroy.
Hold on for a minute.
So you keep that one wrapped up, Monster, so the week before, I mean, that Thursday.
Yeah, don't let that one out the bag yet, Rick.
Okay. Well, Leroy got a nice car. I know his brother. I haven't talked to him in a while. I'm going to call him tonight at the show.
Yeah, I think he had it in the
Well, they got something real, real exciting going on with them. But as I said, I can't let the cat out of the bag right now, so I'm gonna be hush hush on that one. All
right.
But are you gonna bring that little Vega, or are you just coming to watch? You got a lean looking little Vega there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, right. I'm not bringing it. I got a race locked in for 215. 131, so I'm not even going to try and, you know, right, mess with that race.
Okay.
Then I'm going to a series race after that, about a month. And then I'm going down south to race. Probably like four races this year I'm going to.
Has anyone talked to Biz? For anybody, most people don't know. Biz is a racer out of the Midwest, and they had a race, a Gloves Inc. race, Saturday, last Saturday, and Biz had a crash in his car also, and Biz got injured though. It was said that he broke his arm, and then I think
he didn't break his arm. They found out
finger, something like that. So
he broke his finger.
Yeah.
Said he broke his finger. We talked to him today. He's on the show. He's up.
Okay.
Yeah, he's doing good. He's laughing and joking and stuff, you know. You know, he said the only thing it hurt is, you know, his pocket, that the tire's done, but said he'll scrap it and he'll do nothing, you know. Whatever he decided to be said, but I think Lil Junior's supposed to be down there. That's his other car.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's supposed to be down there on the 26th. Now, what's
the deal with that car? The finished tire charge? Yeah, I think, Frankie, what you got, 29 10-5 on it? Oh, he might have hung up, but I think the car got 29 10-5 on it.
Oh, okay. Small block four?
Yeah, small block four.
A Nike?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A
chassis car or
back ass car? No, it's not a chassis car. No, it's not a chassis car.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try and see if somebody coming out with what's this in company.
Get a bite of race. Yeah, I know he was trying to get some people to race. He was saying about me on the start line and was trying to get a run with somebody and that didn't pan out. I remember hearing him say something like two other people, and that didn't work either. So,
right.
He was trying. Miss Bobby.
I'm on this road tonight, so I ain't gonna hold you guys up. I'll put my phone back on this.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Have any more gentlemen in the queue? Any more calls?
Mr. Brian Shaw, man.
Caller
708-9598.
Your mic is open. Caller 202-7.
Wait, say Mike Jones. This is Darnie. What's happening, fellas?
This is Big Joe. What's up, Doc? Big Joe, hold on, Big Joe. Let me get this intruder out of the way real quick. What's up, Darnie?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Darnie. I appreciate you calling in, sir.
What's happening, man? It's Kim. I just have to let you know.
Oh, what's happening, Kim?
Nothing, man. None at all. I missed you last weekend. I didn't see you.
I didn't go.
I know. I talked to Chuck. Man, Chuck was over there bullshitting around.
Yeah. What's going on, Ricky?
Not too much, man. I'm trying to get this other car back together and trying to get the other one together.
How's it looking?
My part's supposed to be here tomorrow, so if everything goes according to plan, then motor should be back together by next week.
Oh, okay.
But I'm hoping that you go, you know what I'm saying, since you're coming with both sets of tires, you're going to, you know, oblige me with them other tires, you know what I'm saying, I may not get to go to the track, you know what I mean?
And I only got the little tires with me, man, that's all I'm bringing.
Oh, man, you told me you was bringing both sets of tires. Come on now.
Hey, man, that's gonna be the first time I didn't went down the track since I left Holly Springs.
He went to the fast track too. God damn.
Man, I'm gonna shake down up there.
Okay. Well, we're gonna see what we can make something happen. G body for G body, damn it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you gonna slide them 29s on and take the bars up. You can leave the bars on, just put the 29s on.
That wouldn't be a good move for me. Not that I'm backing down, but you know what I'm saying? You done already run your car. I ain't never put no 29s on my shit before. So I at least like to get a test kit or two.
Well, I'll let you get that. That ain't no problem. We gonna have that Saturday.
No, that don't happen at the track at the same time you trying to, you know what I'm saying, lock something in. That don't work like that.
Oh, it don't work like that?
No, sir.
you should be able to go during the week though.
No, we ain't got no tracks open during the week. It's Friday, Saturday or Sunday, that's it.
That's it? Well, you like me. The track that's open during the week, I don't even want to go to them.
Yeah, well, like I said, 9 times out of 10, we gonna work out something. I'm not gonna give you no kick, but we gonna work out something.
Yeah, we gonna work out something. We gonna work it out. So what? Y'all gonna have the 29 on the Camaro?
I told you I crashed it tomorrow Saturday. That ain't even.
I thought you were gonna fix it. That ain't gonna be ready.
Yeah, we got we ordered the front end Monday. That's a 3 week wait. You know, you gotta get the car in the shop and get the front end put on and all that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good month out, maybe a month and a half out.
Hey, some of them boys from GIF called me, Roger. I think that's Roger. They said they had a G body they was trying to get down with. They said,
you know what,
a Malibu
be,
29.
What was his name?
I think it was Roger.
Yeah, Roger with the GRF, Roger and AJ.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a Malibu. Now that you said something, that might be a Gigantor.
No, I don't think it was him, but they got action too. You ain't gonna be there?
Now that I don't know. I think Roger was in the queue a little while ago, but I'm not sure. I'll tell you what. I can't do it.
It wasn't Giganta, it was somebody else.
Okay. Let me see here.
I thought he said they had a Malibu. I could be wrong.
Okay, yeah. Giganta was a Regal. Okay. Miss Foxbody, could you call Roger for me?
Roger?
Yeah, 732-979-4557.
Hold on a moment.
All right.
Give me the second three.
979.
Uh-huh.
4557. That's the last. Area code 732.
Hey man, you still waiting on them Pistons, man?
That's why I said they're supposed to be in tomorrow. The story went from them going out the 29th to the end of that week, and then it went from that week to Tuesday, and now they're supposed to be gone out Tuesday and be here Friday. I told you before, man, when I needed the Pistons, you know what I'm saying, you told me you had the pool. I said, go ahead, you know what I'm saying, hook me up. You left me hanging, man. I could have been back together, man.
Oh, man, you should call me back, man.
Man, you know what I'm saying?
You should have called me and get on me, and I got on them for you.
It's 732.
Man, that's been almost 2 months, man.
Don't you think I know how long it's been?
Yeah, dumb. What kind of person you involved, man?
Man, I don't know what that man ordered me. Whatever it is, I hope they like. Shit, if it was me, I had some mismatched pistons. I told the man tell me one piston heavier than the other one. I said, well, cut it down and make it the same weight.
Hey, man, I don't know. I get my shit right out of the jig book. whatever they got on sale that week.
Man, you really don't want me to give you a response to that, man, do you?
I'm telling you what it is, man.
You know, Scotty don't use nothing out of the big book.
Scotty.
Yeah, Scotty.
I don't know. Man, he use whatever I tell him to use, whatever my money go to for it.
All right, well, she said that she called Roger. She didn't get an answer, so maybe I can call Roger tomorrow, see who he was talking about.
Yeah. See who he's talking about.
Who else y'all bringing with you?
Who all you know about?
I heard Three Lug.
Yeah.
But I think I also heard he blew his moat up, too.
No, he said he didn't blow up. He didn't blow up.
Okay. Is the dude with the Camaro, is Leon coming? I know Leroy.
Leroy, Carilla, me. We might bring this back here at Monte Carlo. We gotta get a chance to get to the track, shake it down, see what it do.
Or maybe I get to Leon before I get to you. Get my money up.
Yeah, no, you want Leon before you want me?
Yeah.
If you want Leon, I might not want no trouble.
Master Jones.
Yeah, I might. If you want Leon, I might have to step back.
Damn, did I let the cat out of the bag?
Huh?
I think I talked too much. What was you saying?
Yeah.
What's going on,
you, let, you let it out the bag.
Big Jones.
Rick.
Big Jones.
Yeah.
The most famous racer in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, New Jersey, New York. What's going on?
What's going on, baby? Yeah, we who
you did something
like
real spectacular out there Saturday, George.
Huh?
I said you did something real spectacular out there Saturday. I got to give you a lot of props for that. And, you know, a lot of people who call themselves your friends called you a fool. You did something real spectacular.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, that's my car. They don't put no money in it. But I'm going to be that same fool again, and I'm going to try Travis again. Same race. I mean, I give Travis, he did step down. The bet was 400. He did step down from 1,000 to 400 to accommodate me, and I appreciate them for that. But for him to be as powerful as he is, I had a problem with him. But I went on around his race. I mean, fast as car was, he was scared to let me break when I want to break. Even though people that's from up here, I mean, I couldn't steal no more than a half a car. I mean, you know how I go when I got the break. So, I mean, people tell the man this. The man come back to me and say, well, he put stipulations. Where's the break? When the break? I mean, I'm kind of confused. Why is the break called a break? I mean, if it's not the unexpected, what reason is it to have a break? I mean,
right.
I really felt he was less than a racer to actually give a car in my caliber and a car in his caliber, afraid to let me leave when I get ready. I mean, we actually fussed about that. And I appreciate him giving me the race, but once again, I feel under pressure he can't drive. And I'm not bad-mouthing him, but he just don't show me nothing under pressure. So I like to run him again because my car messed up. But also, he made a sit down before. I didn't make a sit down. I ran my car around the trailer. I had problems. I accepted it. I lost. Cool. I ain't even tripping off of it. But I would like to run him again for my instincts. And like I said, I heard what you said earlier. I mean, I don't care. Don't nobody put no money in my car. My car is my car. I mean, you know, if I feel like it win, and I've always been like that. It don't bother me if somebody beat me. That's just the way it goes. The money I had to bet, if we can get it covered, I'm going to try it again. But I would definitely like to try him again right off the trailer 26. That same way, same money. It might be more than it might not, but the same 400, I'll run him again. So if you get word to Travis, same car, my same car, and his car, he don't show me nothing.
but I'm gonna give him the press that he needs to find out can he drive. He don't show me nothing.
Honestly, well, from my understanding, they supposed to come with everything on the 26th.
Well,
the troublemaker, the big tire car. I think they supposed to bring the grass and everything.
No, I would like the same race with the same car.
Right, I got you.
So if you talk to him, like I said, I really appreciate him giving me the race because, I mean, you know, a lot of people say he shouldn't have ran me for that little bit of money. So, I mean, we both was under pressure, but, you know, he was a good racer. But the only problem I had that he was really worried about all that motor and all that car, he was actually really scared to let me leave when I get ready. I mean, you know, that blew me real high. I mean, how much more can you steal if your reaction is good, even if you leave on the beginning or the end? I mean, why I got to be stipulations? You got to wait till the green light come on. We're not worried about who turned the red light on because I got to break the kick in the clear. So, I mean, you know, I'm like a tribe again.
I just got a text from Green Motorsports. We got the Katrina Mustang, the Katrina Nova. They want to give everybody a shout out. Big George, G Money, Lewis, and all the DMV grudge racers that's making action happen around here. They want to give a shout out. And if Lewis is still there, Lewis, these Green Motorsports want to know their lowriders. Visual prayer thing was for the night. So if you hear me, let me know so I can let you know. Yeah, we didn't reach the 10 o'clock. We didn't reach the 10 o'clock hour. Again, Don Gay, I appreciate you calling in, and hopefully, you know, you get here and we can work something out.
Huh? I said we're gonna make something happen.
Yeah, okay. Frankie and Long Island Joe and Steph, the whole up top tippy toe. Guys that called in. Y'all lucked up and got a couple wins this weekend, but it wasn't like that. 26. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and cut the show down and get ready for next weekend. And y'all take it easy. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your time at the racetrack. And we're going to come back next week and do it again. Good night.
You are now logged in to grudging.us. The number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.